Every man will admit. Is men here? But not, if they won't admit, they're not men. Okay. At the moment, that he just imagines that there's a woman who's seeing him, just imagine. The Koshikin, if you imagine that the woman is interested in him, he already dances in order to make an impression. You can't dance, Yichvod Hashem. We're talking about why they have to add the separation, the weddings and stuff like that. Because every man knows if you're dancing, you know women are seeing you, you're not dancing for Hashem, you're dancing for that woman. You're showing off. Not dancing for the Chasan Kala, not dancing for Hashem. Dancing because people are looking at him, women are looking at him. So, but the Zohar, he's worshipping his eye. All of his purpose is just to increase his eye. And the women, and these women don't even look at him, it's just an imagination that women are looking at him. And the same thing the other side, the woman, the moment she thinks that men are looking at her, and men are looking at her, not like women, they don't really care looking at men. But men are looking at women. Okay? She's not dancing for Hashem, or for the Kala. She's dancing for this imagination that a man's looking at her. Unfortunately, the world is very far from this truth. And they're dancing with all kinds of thoughts to make an impression, to look good in the eyes of other men and other women. The master dancing of the Yetzirah, dancing of the Avodah Zarah. And also created from those dancing, those movements, mazikim, harmful
demons,
forces.
Yeah. You can come tomorrow look at the seal. You're coming.
Take the ballot.
Huh? If you get up at 8, come.
I can get up. I want to.
There the davening starts. 35 minutes before.
That means
505, something like that. 540 is. 504.
504. Ideally, I need to dive in at
5:05. Start diving at 4. Do that. We'll see. Even if you had a plate, the seal
was around the 16. There'll be a lot of people
coming. Man. Okay, 20 people. Where was there? You're going to be down there? Maybe we'll sit together. Al Chalav Shachas? No, there's a guy on the outside. He's in here. Like it's brought down by the Shivcha Baal Shem Tov. It was a shul. There was a lot of harmful forces in there. A lot of people went down in the shul were harmed. And when Baal Shem Tov said, they told him Shamayim, he told him that the reason why there's so many harmful forces there, that there used to be a chazan in that shul, was a noyef. He was a
Noef,
going after women, and he used to sing nicely because the women in the women's section used to hear him to make it. And from that, it was created the harmful forces which have control over the shul. And just from bad intention, they already created. Of course, from a bad looks, of course they created. We don't want to know. After, you know what the reason why a person's children in Yerushalayim, at least they don't walk after his bed, after a man's bed.
You carry him after
to the burial.
The burial, yeah.
You know why?
The demons.
Because all the spilled seeds and the bad thoughts that he had about women and everything, the bad sights, they created bad malachim. Which they want to come and take a vengeance.
So they're there at the funeral?
So if the kids don't come, you say, no kids come. Not the kids with the bodies, the other kids without the bodies.
Because the negative forces are around there?
And saying no women?
No. Women don't.
No, women are not allowed to come, right?
And the men usually lie that women don't go after the body.
Sometimes they stand in the street, on the side. They don't usually walk behind.
Is that a Levaya? They came to the Hespedim.
Yeah.
The eulogies that were there, and then the Chavakar said, women do not come to Har Nuba. My mother came in the car, but she stayed in the car. She didn't go out to the bar. Therefore, women should come to make the Kala happy. My wife always goes, right? The photographer also, she dances in front of the Kala and everything. Need to be happy with the Kala, and not because maybe someone, to be very careful that someone doesn't see them. My wife told me, we went to a wedding, not as a photographer, I was invited. We did a wedding, and every time there was only one photographer for the video, and he was going, the man, when we go back and forth, and every came to the wedding, she stopped.
Man, he would go back and forth?
Yeah, sometimes they can do that.
And then so then
whenever she saw him come to the women's, like, she stopped dancing.
Were you in what?
Yeah.
Whenever
the male photographer was videoing the women,
mm-hmm.
She stopped dancing. First of all, the guy is not on the last year. Second of all, who knows who's going to see the video? A lot of guys here, they take the video only for the men's section. Because they don't want people going to see the video. So men would take the chasen, go and dance with the chasen for the chasen. That's what you have to have. Mechitzah, no mechitzah. It's so important. It's so important. It's a kedusha. I remember I was at a wedding. I did tshuva. I can tell you the story. There was a little bit of mechitzah with the dancing. Pretty good, the dancing. Pretty good. The women were completely enclosed. You couldn't see the women dance. But a lot of women stay outside, and they move around, and they're like, they're watching the men, and automatically the body moves. When there's music, automatically we move. We're tuned to music very much, the body, we like it. But we know how to look at women. I don't have a problem with them dancing. They're not doing it in order for me to look at them, I know. But they're there. And also, everything was mixed besides that. And horrible, horrible. It was in the summer, it was horrible. And my brother tells me, that big wall, nice. I said, I don't know. There's no one thing. The Shekhinah is not at this way. 100%. The Shekhinah is not here. I'm not going to suffer very much at that wedding. There was one more wedding that I went afterwards to a mixed. And for now, I don't go any more to anything like that.
Well, in the same way, we had to go back to LA for my son's wedding. But it's like playing a ball.
You don't see. But you see.
It's like, okay, I was told, and it's like I saw the video.
How could you see the video?
Hmm?
How could you see the video?
Well, an inch away from the screen.
And you could see?
Yeah. And it's like, when you say minus dress, that does not mean naked.
Some people forget to get dressed. Could be their pajamas is longer than the clothing outside also. A lot of times, for sure, pajamas, they wear a gown. Outside, they wear a miniskirt. That's it. I met that it says that the time Mashiach will come, there will be no embarrassment. And you know that Mashiach is here.
Rabbis tell to say that women should have, like, this is their leg, and so the skirt should be down between the knee and the ankle. It should be halfway there.
Why only half? Why not all the way?
Well, the desk is all the way down.
But at least
the minimum should be at least that's right. But some of them don't even come to the knee.
Even Haredi, it's very sad.
And they're tight. I don't know.
And LA, it's even worse.
They have the influence of what's that called? Hollywood
and Paris.
Paris also?
Hollywood's even worse. Well, LA.
You know, they grew up near Hollywood, right?
No, near there, but not there.
A different city, but close.
Where?
Which city did you go?
A little town, San Mateo.
You know that place?
It was
San Mateo? You've been there?
Yeah.
Well, you know California? Palo Alto?
Born in San Francisco.
In the Palo Alto, San Jose, that whole area.
Spent a lot of time in Piedmont. And then Hawaii, and then down to LA. Hollywood, Fairfax.
Yerushalayim.
Yes.
Yeah. You did the move. You came here. Baruch Hashem. You bought a house in Yerushalayim. Not only that, you bought a house.
Yeah.
You also learned to buy a house. What is this? Yeah. Thank Hashem.
What? After many years.
You lived in the rent for many years, right?
Yeah.
So you had the money for your mother. She didn't even know why she worked all the years. His mother worked all the years, and then when she, he was able to buy a house. Did you stay a Shechiano when your mother passed away?
Shechiano?
Or Tovah Meitiv? What's the Brachi thing? If someone makes a, gets a big inheritance, he's not a Brachi, he's not Shechiano, isn't it?
I don't know, I think
you say both that name is of course at the funeral. And if there's a big inheritance,
I should say.
I think Shechiano or something. I don't remember. There's one in the Brachi at this year. At a different period of time, not at the funeral or at the Shiva afterwards.
No, it's in Gemara Brachos.
Yeah, the Gemara Brachos, right?
We covered that.
Remember that? He knows his stuff, that's why he knows it. David said, "Anochi esmach b'Hashem. I'll be happy with Hashem. In Hashem, I'm happy. In Hashem, not all kinds of imaginations." Oh, we learned this yesterday in the Ketan Lachot. Brings down the Zohar. David Dicha Demarka. David was a joker. He was a king of. He was a joker. Yeah. What does that mean? He used to be dancing and making jokes in front of Hashem and doing the
Sanhedrin.
Yeah. He used to do also flips. It says in the Medrash. He used to do flips.
Somersaults.
The Turkish dervish shirt, the spinning.
That's what he used to do?
Yeah, I was reading about that.
Not only a wedding, you have to do completely separate everything. Every time there's a gathering, even if there's no dancing, only sitting, you can do a complete separation between men and women. It's the ultimate, yeah. Without even a crack that women could look at men. I was not a bris. Complete separation.
But.
The crack was cracks. And you could see the women through the cracks. So you have to sit with your back to it. And you look, that's the problem is that we're sick in the head. That's our main problem. Our main problem is that we're sick in the head. We see a woman, we get confused.
No.
That's our problem. It's our problem. That's why we need the mechitza, not because of them. Because of us, we're idiots. What can we do? At least me.
What about me?
I'm a young man.
They were looking at the men too, probably. The women.
I doubt it. They don't.
What about Shabbos meal with the family, the extended family?
Allow us to. If you know how to guard your eyes, you go. You bring everyone a pound, and you put the women on one end and the men on the other end. And if you don't know how to guard your eyes, don't invite people. I've always been against separating the tables. Some people separate the tables completely. And some people use separate rooms even. So I always say, depends on the amount of people. There's a lot of people, so I separate tables. Yes.
No, my daughters, my son and his wife, and us.
No, the son and his wife.
You and your son be on one side and
women on the other. Anyways, it's so much more comfortable when we're sitting the blob of blah blah blah, what they were blah blah. And the men get sitting, don't
have anything. I'm a male guest, so I have him and me sitting on one end.
And you talk with him.
My wife and my mother.
What do you have to talk with her sister?
No.
What do you have with her sister? Besides the Baruch Habayim, Shalom Aleichem, nothing. Top. It's the stories now.
Oh,
it's
what I said.
I said that they were very holy.
She said she didn't hear that.
That they were very holy?
No, she heard that.
Very holy. That's what I said. I don't know if someone said it. I didn't see that.